But we thought we would find out what they're saying north of the border about last night's Game 7 here at the American Airlines Center. Of course, hockey is king in Canada. And we are going to eavesdrop on their national radio network, the CBC, and their morning radio show in Canada. They are the Slapshot Brothers. So, Jer, if you can tune them in, let's see what they're saying about the Stars.
Can we even do this internationally?
I think we can do this. Slapshot Brothers.
Oh, there it is.
Now we're talking, eh?
Now we're talking. Listen at that. That's powerful stuff.
That's music there.
Yeah. You're listening to the Slapshot Brothers here on the CBC. I'm Dan Labatz.
I'm Tim Maple.
And we want to thank Bruce Levine for joining us the whole last hour. That was really good stuff.
Yeah, he is pretty good for a guy from Texas, eh?
Oh, that was great stuff.
Yeah.
Coming up next hour, we'll talk Canadian football. Yeah, Spagnuolo is going to be on to break down the Montreal Alouettes. He's really hot under the sports collar about those guys.
Yeah, could be their year. Could be their year.
But right now, Tim, we're talking hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Blues really went down there, and they really whooped up on the Dallas Stars. Hey, did you see that?
Yeah, what much of a game was it?
No, we've been telling you that the further south you go, the worse the hockey gets.
Uh-oh, looky there. It's another goal let up by Carey Lehtinen.
He just let another one
score. Or should I say, let one in.
Did you all hear what Tim said? I don't know if the crew heard that. That was a funny joke Tim said
let
there.
Let one in.
Yeah.
Get it?
You know, I'm really tired of the U.S. coming up here and stealing all our hockey teams. I think it's time we build a wall between us and America, and we should get the Americans to pay for it.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'll go into politics.
That's a good
maybe.
Idea.
Oh, God, he let in another one.
There's another one. You know, that's what happens when you get a goalie who grew up living in Plano.
Yeah. You know, he doesn't know how to play hockey.
Nah, they don't play hockey down there.
Yeah, voted the most humorous morning show in Canada. You're listening to the Slapshot Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm Dan Labatz and Tim Maple here. You know, we talk about the hockey down there in Dallas not being so good. We're really teaching America how to play basketball, though.
Yeah, Toronto, they beat Miami. They still got LeBron, right? What's going on with my voice?
Where are you from? Where are you from again, Tim?
Quebec. Where are you from?
I'm from Montreal. But anyway, all right. So you ready to go to? He just let another one in there.
My God.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and go to the phones because
we
don't want to expose Tim Maple's voice too much more here.
No, it's fading.
No, it is fading. Let's go to Doug in South Toronto. You're on with the Slapshot Brothers. What's going on there?
Well, hello. I love you two hosers, eh? And really nice to be on your program, eh?
Okay.
Always admired the CBC organization.
Okay. Yeah, it really is a good organization.
It is.
About sports.
I'd like to talk about last night's game down in Dallas.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. You go ahead and talk about it, and then we'll comment after you've made your comment.
Thank you, hosers. you know those Texans. They're nice, but they don't know the game. They just don't know hockey like we know it.
No, they don't.
And you remember when they did win the one cup? They've only won the one cup in Texas, but they had Belfour, a Canuck, Nieuwendyk, a Canuck.
True.
Guy Carboneau, a Canuck.
Yeah.
The roster was all Canucks, and that's the only way they won one.
That is a good point that you make on the phone.
And if I may, I don't want to take too much of your time.
No, it's okay. Fine.
But I do have one more question for you.
Okay.
Does Lindy Ruff not coach quality hockey or what?
We're going to get it. The patented Doug insult at the end there. Okay. All right. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk to Justin Montemayor. He's going to sound off about this.
Okay.
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 Okay. Well, do you mind? We'll go ahead and go to break now.
Okay, right now?
Okay. You're listening to Canada's number one most attitudinal morning show, the Slapshot Brothers, Dan Labatt's Tim Maple.
Well, you know, listening to those guys, they're not nearly as hard-edged as the Touchdown Brothers in Philly,
no,
are they? They're,
really
they're
don't have
nicer.
Hot takes.
Said that they were the most attitudinal, though.
I guess that's attitudinal for Canada.
Daryl Ray is punching his steering wheel right
yes,
now.
Yes, promising never to go on with this again.